This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
We're going to talk about something pretty cool, I reckon, this morning.
We are.
Hydrogen cars, also fuel cells, and how it relates to Tasmania.
Yes. So we do talk about electric vehicles all the time, don't we, Darren? And I guess due to, you know, DMS Energy's exposure to batteries and solar, it makes sense that I should.
Yeah.
But I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about fuel cell-powered cars. Now, I'd sort of forgotten this technology existed, and if you believed all the media, it plays like electric vehicles have kind of won the race when it comes to who's going to dominate the electric vehicle space. Do you know what a fuel cell is, do you, Darren?
It stores.
No, it doesn't store. It actually recombines elements, and in that process creates electricity. So okay. It's a device. The actual energy storage would be the hydrogen.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. A device facilitates a chemical change which creates electricity. So in this case, hydrogen fuel cells, they would recombine hydrogen with oxygen that's in the air, and that makes electricity, which can be used to energise motors on an electric vehicle. So it's still an electric vehicle, Darren, but we've got a set of batteries. We're using hydrogen as the energy source, and the fuel cell converts it to electricity.
Yes.
Your standard battery-powered electric vehicle, that energy is stored in the battery. So hydrogen's going to be a compressed hydrogen tank in the car,
okay,
or the truck, or whatever. You know, what do you think when we recombine hydrogen and oxygen together, what do you reckon that will create as a byproduct of all this electricity production?
Hydrogen, oxygen, H2O, water.
That's it, water. You will have an exhaust pipe and only water will come out of it. It's a zero carbon emission energy source. Actually, some guy on YouTube reviewing a hydrogen car drank the water that the car emitted and said it was actually some of the nicest water he ever drank. I suspect it might have been just for the clicks. I wouldn't be putting my hand up to do that. But technically, it's probably the most purest water you'd probably get.
Well, as long as your exhaust system is 100% clean, there's no reason why the water isn't clean.
Well, I guess too, we're thinking exhaust systems like on a normal car. They're always grotty and carbon and yucky. Well, this is just
it doesn't
water.
Have the carbon buildup.
No. So it's just a pipe.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, let's not talk about batteries being better than hydrogen fuel cells. Let's talk about how both technologies have their place and specific benefits.
Right.
You know, and I think we need to do that. We need to have like an overarching sort of view of these things. Now, I like the idea of a battery vehicle. I have a garage. I have solar panels, which gives me the ability to charge my car free from the sun. Mm. I live in Tasmania, where the slightly limited range of an electric vehicle isn't really an impediment on how I'm going to operate that vehicle.
Yeah.
But what if you have no garage, Darren? No access to solar. What if you lived in an inner city setting and just on street parking?
Yeah,
you're up against it. Delivery van or a work ute, where sitting for 40 minutes in the middle of the day to recharge is a time of financial impediment.
Sure is.
Yeah. Or if you drive a truck, for example, where battery storage holds no real solution for the amount of energy and range a truck actually needs. So this is where hydrogen can fill that void. It takes 5 minutes to fill a tank. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
A small hydrogen car, well, actually, I shouldn't say small, it's a mid-range car. The Toyota Mirai has nearly 1,000 kilometres of range on a tank with mixed driving, so no more range anxiety. The Mirai, by the way, it's Japanese for future, and I see that Toyota Australia are talking about them for Australia on their website.
Right.
So it's happening. Trucks can also use this energy source. In fact, so can generators, homes, industry, basically anything that needs electricity. So hydrogen is definitely in the mix. Toyota and Honda are the two manufacturers leading the race at the moment. California is, to the best of my knowledge, pushing out this technology hard, and it's spreading across the US quite rapidly as they already have an extensive hydrogen infrastructure in place. They use hydrogen for all sorts of different things. Unfortunately, at this point in time, the majority of their hydrogen is sourced from fossil fuels, but that's changing. But this is where Tasmania enters the equation, Darren. Labor has just announced if they win the election, they're backing the new hydrogen plant at Bell Bay, I think to the tune of somewhere around $200 million. That's going to equate around 5,000 jobs during the construction phase and 500 full-time jobs once it's up and running. That's a lot of opportunity. This is how I see it. Tassie is coming back as being an industrial powerhouse. Just like when we had the pulps and the toxide going at full swing, people knew they had a secure employment and could plan their life around employment stability. Back when I was a kid, that was the thing. People worked at the pulp and all that. We also need to talk about fuel security. Now, if the fuel boats stop coming into Tassie, we only have about 3 weeks of supply. That's only 3 weeks, Darren, before we come to a grinding halt. If we're using hydrogen, and we're making it here on the island, That has huge energy security benefits for the island. Now, speaking of Toxide, I was speaking to an electrical engineer the other day who was working on the Marinus Link, and it's going to come into Tasmania at the old Toxide site.
Okay.
Yeah. So jobs for the Northwest Coast, it's all happening. We just need to get behind these projects and crack on with them. So, yeah, these two huge projects will ease the bottleneck we have at the moment that are holding up renewable energy projects around the state, because we've mentioned this numerous times, haven't we, that we've got all these wind farms want to come online, there's all these different things, but we can't really absorb any more energy into Tasmania, and the Bass Link's so skinny we can't get it to the mainland. So Marinus Link will help free that up, but also so will the hydrogen production. Using our renewable solar, wind, hydro energy to crack water into hydrogen and oxygen is the perfect zero-emission energy source for many different things, and could see hydrogen fuel cells be part of the solution as we head towards a carbon-neutral economy. But remember, while there are great economic benefits to transitioning to cleaner and greener energy, we're not really doing this to save the planet, as the planet doesn't care whether we're on it or not. We're doing this to save ourselves and take some of the uncertainty out of the future for our kids and their kids.
Yep.
So, look, Tasmania, once again leading the way, Darren, and all I can say to the mainland is, come on, guys, keep up.
All right. DMS Energy, you'll find them out at Sprayton on Sheffield Road, 56 Sheffield Road, on the way to Sprayton on the right-hand side. It's a blue building. It's chockers full of solar. Got it on the roof, got it everywhere.
That's it, mate. So all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, find us on Facebook, or give us a call on 1300 502 599.
Yeah. Well, that's cool stuff about hydrogen cars. I really like it. I'm really interested in it, and I'm sure many people are. If you have any questions regarding hydrogen and other types of low emissions vehicles, then sure, send your question through on your Facebook page.
Yeah,
if you
certainly
don't know it, you'll research it.
Yeah, and I'm also doing a talk on solar panels for the Probus Club in Sheffield on June 14th. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Good stuff, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.